electronics floats over the United States. A new report to protect K through 12 schools from cyber threats. Google is attempting to clone ChatGPT in a few days. And front row seats to a live NBA games in virtual reality. All that and more next on The Computer Doctor Show.
You're listening to The Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
And good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Computer Doctor Show, your headquarters for up-to-date scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. This is episode 119. I'm Aaron Moss, your host. Thanks for tuning in with us every Saturday at 2 p.m., and we post all of our shows and bonus content on computerdoctorshow.com. Again, computerdoctorshow.com. I'd love to hear from you, so give me a call during the show with your computer, internet, cybersecurity comments and questions on our open studio line, 520-790-2040. Also, I want to remind everyone to please support our sponsors, like Perfection Auto Works, for all of your car's needs. I have a quick little story I wanted to say. Last year, I actually bought a car from Craigslist, a local seller, and I test drove the car. It was fine for about 30 minutes and just street driving. And after about 30 minutes, I see a light go on the dash. And yes, it was the really bad light, not the check engine light, but the dreaded transmission light, or the drivetrain light, started to flash. So I immediately knew that it was transmission related, and I ended up taking it over to Perfection Auto Works, and Mike Emery, I had a little discussion with him. He didn't actually even look at the car, but he was able to diagnose it based on a conversation. Okay, he told me that there was an issue with the overdrive, so I started driving without the overdrive on, and guess what? The problem went away. That is the level of expertise that you can expect from Perfection Auto Works. So if you have a car that it's giving you a tough problem that seems like no mechanic in town can fix for you, please take it over to Perfection Auto Works. You can give them a call, 520-323-8650. Again, 520-323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com. And remember, if you like the Computer Doctor Show, please support our sponsors. I am driving solo tonight. Well, during this episode, I'll be here by myself. My assistant did not show up, so sorry to say, but you're going to have to listen to me for the next couple of minutes here. Here is some technology news that was hitting this week. So we all heard about this mysterious balloon with electronics that was floating over the United States. I understand it was shot down just earlier today, and there were lots of news outlets that were reporting about where the balloon came from. Obviously, we know that now it came from China. But according to the BBC News, it was a surveillance balloon that was running on solar power. Now, China is claiming ownership, but they said it was mainly for meteorological purposes or weather purposes, and it flew off course. So the some of the things that were that the BBC report, we'll put the link on the website, computerdoctorshow.com. It actually has a blueprint of what some of these weather balloons and some of the technology that they actually have on it. Some of that technology includes cameras, navigational electronics, and helium gas. That's what the balloon is made of. It's helium. So it's able to float very, very high in the atmosphere with that helium gas. So that's a type of technology that weather people will tend to use. I remember when I was a kid, there were weather balloons, but they were tied to a string, and pretty much they would just be up there. And it's a very, very easy way to gain height or gain altitude at a very, very low cost. So Obviously, it's no. It was shot down earlier today, as I understand, but it's no longer a threat. But, you know, obviously when things flying around, if any of you that operate any type of drones or anything of that sort, obviously you must have to follow the rules of the United States airspace. So I guess the government had to do what they had to do. Also, a new report to protect kindergarten through 12th grade schools from cyber threats. Obviously, one of the things that we do want to protect are our kids that are in the schools and in our homes. And one of the best ways to do that is through training. So the CISA, or it's also referred to the Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency. They have released a new report that we're also posting on our website, computerdoctorshow.com. So you would click episodes and then find episode 119. And we'll be posting this link that has lots of recommendations. It's maybe about 24 pages, I believe, of a PDF. And on this report, it has lots of recommendations, four of which really caught my eye. That one would be the multi-factor authentication, making sure that multi-factor authentication is being used on all of your sign-up accounts. And this goes for you know, kids that are in grade school up to 12th grade, but also it's a good reminder for us adults that pretty much if you have the option of enabling two-factor authentication or multi-factor authentication, use it. Okay, it's it makes it very, very difficult to for someone else to gain access to your system. So that was one of four that caught my attention on this report. The second one is to test your backups, and that comes into play because sometimes we can have something in place in order to catch, in order to save us in the event, number one, if we are ransomwared or if our system completely crashes and we need to kind of restore from things, we have a backup, but backups tend to fail. Backups will fail. And if you don't regularly check them, it could be easy for you to restore something that has not been working for a couple of months, or even in some cases, a couple of years. We have some people on lines one and two. Let's start with Eric. He has a question on about the balloon. Eric, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So you were talking about the balloon, and I know we shot it down, but and, you know, when you're talking about security, whether it's cybersecurity or national security, it's too late. The thing already gathered all the information. I mean, you know,
yep. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it already transmitted. It transmits it as it gets it. So as it was gathering information, it's now, I mean, the Chinese don't care. So what? They already got everything they needed. It was already over the ocean. Obviously, they had gotten all their information. You know, we knew it was a spy satellite from almost the get-go. The military confirmed it. And so to allow the Chinese to knowingly allow them to spy on us throughout over all of our secure bases, well, so should have been secure,
mm-hmm.
but knowingly allowing espionage, isn't that treason?
Well, they're a lot faster. They're a lot closer to the satellites way up there. But thank you very much for your comment, Eric. We're going to go to Greg on line two. Greg, are you there?
I am, Aaron. Welcome to the airwaves here. You know, it's interesting because I generally don't have kind things to say about the guy in the Oval Office, but I'm feeling compassion for him because, as Eric had said, activities that the big guy and his son Hunter were complicit in. I call it the Biden criminal syndicate. I'm just wondering, the phone calls between China and the White House, you know, when they say, Joe, you're going to shoot down our balloon. What about all those tens of millions of dollars we gave your son? But more importantly, I want to tell you the fact that Mike over at Perfection Auto Works supports local programming, you know how great that is, because this thing that Bustos Media is doing with KBOI, it's going away. You know, I don't know how many cities in the country still have these opportunities for you, the local guy, to get on the air.
Yeah.
And the rest of us to call in with our comments. So,
well,
I recommend, and I love your dealings with Mike when you bought that car off of Craigslist. And he was able to, I think, by the way, I think he has some mystical powers. I don't want to, did you happen to see, you remember that eight ball that you turn over and you say, is my day going to be good? And then it's no.
I'll tell you this much about Mike Emery, okay? Because I get the flip side on this as well. People think that I'm a magician because when they have a very, very difficult computer problem, I push one button and all the problems go away. But that just goes with lots of experience. And I do appreciate your comments about having local business and having local radio still alive. And that it's one of the things that that makes you know, small towns, you know, well, you know, Tucson is a big and small town right now, but it's one of the things that makes us unique. So I appreciate those comments, and thank you, Niall. I'm sure that Mike Emery is listening, and I'm sure he appreciates your kind words as well. Thank you, Greg, for calling. These are all indications that security is on the forefront. Technology is going to be a huge tool that we can use to combat it, but we have to know how to use it. So make sure you're using your multi-factor authentication, testing your backups, some of these other things that came out in this CISA report, training and awareness of our kids and of our adults, knowing how to use these tools. Just simply having the tools is not enough. You have to know how to use the tools, and you need to be trained. Also, the most powerful tool that you can have is your own mind. A lot of scams, a lot of these things where accounts are being compromised, they're not necessarily using a technology. There's not really a tool that can stop it because it's in a conversation. Once a conversation is opened and started, they can direct that conversation any way that they want. So that's why we have to be careful. The fourth thing that came out of this report was a cyber attack plan. Cyber attack plan is important because even if all of your preventative measures fail and you do suffer an attack, there should be some sort of plan of action of what you should do, what you should shut down, what you should save, and actually how to recover all of your systems. Going back a year or two ago with the famous Colonial Line pipeline, they ended up having to pay. The government was actually able to recover some of the payments that were made, but the backups, they actually did have backups, but the backups were not tested and they weren't really working that well. So learn from that mistake. If you do have a backup, make sure you're testing, have some way to test it on a regular basis. Also in news is Google is attempting to clone ChatGPT. ChatGPT, as more and more people are becoming aware, it is an incumbent on Google. Google is scared of this because it could potentially replace what they're doing. Basically, it is an AI responding system where it uses machine learning and artificial intelligence to answer questions, write essays, write books, write any kind of response that you prompt it to. And it's giving people answers more than it's giving answers that people want even more than what they can get from Google. And that's what's making Google a little bit nervous. So Google's move is more than likely in just a few days on February 8th, they'll be doing a live stream feed on YouTube, live from Paris at 2:30 Paris time, February 8th. And you can find that information. We'll put a post on that as well on our website, computerdoctorshow.com. And ChatGPT, what they're trying to do, what Google is trying to do, it's reported that they're trying to clone or make a complete copy of the ChatGPT system and implementing that into the Google algorithm. And with these two powerful systems, who knows what they're going to give birth to. something big. We're going to take our commercial break right now with a word from our sponsors. Up next, science and tech history from this week and front row tickets to live NBA games in virtual reality. This is the Computer Doctor Show. We'll be right back.
According to my calculations, this must be the place. Are you the proprietor?
Yeah, I run the place.
Are you perfection?
You just blasted a hole in my building. Hey, don't I know you? You're Marvin.
I need a new horizontal situation indicator for my 2023 Martian Maggot.
Let's see. Yeah, I've got one in stock.
And do you have an Illudium Q36 explosive space modulator?
No. That could destroy the Earth, right?
Correct. Mine does not seem to be working.
Well, that's a good thing. We don't need any more help with that. We'll fix your repair problem. Your Martian Maggot is ready for takeoff.
Do you accept uranium?
Yeah, it's as good as gold.
Finally, one good Earthling. In all the universe, there's no place like Perfection Auto Works. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show, your source for scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. I'm Aaron Moss, your host. I'm running solo today, so we're going to jump right into our weekly special segment of science and tech history. So there are four things that happened. One of them was something that happened in space. January 31st, 1958. 65 years ago, Explorer 1 was the first artificial space satellite orbited by the United States. It was kind of the mark of when the United States got into the space race. And obviously, and I believe there is talks about going back to the moon now. So that'll be interesting of what that will bring as well. Also, February 1st, 1984, 39 years ago, February 1st, 1984, 39 years ago, Dell Computers was founded. And one of the nice things that Dell did, this was in competition with Gateway computers at the time. My family, we had Macs, we had Gateway. We didn't actually have a Dell. But one of the things that Dell did was they kind of did the custom build idea. So basically, you can just call Dell, you can tell them exactly what you wanted in a computer, and they would build it and ship it out to you. That was kind of like their MO. So that's a nice history there for Dell Computers, still in business and still making a difference with their hardware and software packages. Also, February 4th, 2004, 19 years ago, Facebook was launched, the popular social media site Facebook. I still use Facebook on a daily basis. If anybody wants to follow me, you can always find me on Facebook, as well as the Computer Doctor Show on Facebook as well. 19 years and still going. I think they just they're now called Meta. Still being run by Zuckerberg, Mark Zuckerberg there. And he's doing lots of other projects that are technology related, way, way beyond what Facebook is doing. So there's actually something that we're going to, our last report is going to be about that. So we'll get to that in just a second. Also, February 6th, 2018, 5 years ago, SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket had its first flight. On board was a Tesla automobile that was owned by SpaceX founder Elon Musk. And that Tesla Roadster is still floating out in space out there. It's been floating out there for 5 years. The occupant is a single person mannequin, and they call him Spaceman. Not Rocket Man, but Spaceman. There we go. And that is our science and tech history. So here are some quick announcements. Something that is relating to this week of... a lot of people are thinking about Valentine's Day and all that, but we want to remind people to not be a victim of the romance scam. The romance scam has been around for a couple of weeks. A couple of years, I should say. And this is where if someone that you meet online continually interacts with you and using very convincing language. Makes you feel like you're falling in love with them, but they're actually asking you for money for tickets and helping them get out of debt and helping them to do this and to do that. And you feel like helping them because you're in love. There we go. So you want to be careful of that. Also, our final story for this show, you can now see live NBA games in virtual reality. Thanks to something that that Meta is doing as part of Horizon Worlds, you can watch NBA, WNBA, G League, and 2K League content, both with X Stadium and Meta Horizon Worlds. And if you haven't tried the Quest Oculus or some of these VR viewers, it's some wild stuff. Okay, so lots of things are going to be doing more in VR. My wife and I, we have our ocular things, and we play around with them from time to time. But there's also a great productivity option with them. There's lots of different apps that you can load into the system where you're actually putting yourself into a room, and basically you can build a bat cave, pretty much, if that doesn't age me. Like where there's screens all around you, you're getting your news on one side, documents all over here, email, blah, 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 videos, and you can be basically in a room with like 10 screens, and each screen, and you're looking at each one of them, and you're doing work, and you can be, you know, if you push it to the right, I guess you can say the right, if you can tweak it in just the right way, you can actually increase your productivity quite a bit using these VR headsets. VR headsets, I know the Oculus 2 costed about $300. Apparently, there's this new Ocular set that came out last quarter of 2022. But all of these headsets, they're only going to be getting better. I think one of the biggest problems was how they attach to your head. So unless you have an oddly shaped head, go ahead and give it a try. Before we wrap up, I just want to thank our sponsor again, Perfection Auto Works, for sponsoring our show. Stop by their location near Speedway in Craycroft for your free 26-point inspection as well. And as always, don't click unverified links in emails or text messages. Use a password manager. Always look at the address bar. Check activity on your bank statements regularly. Enable two-factor authentication. Verify all incoming and outgoing calls and back up your system to the cloud. And listen to the Computer Doctor Show live on Saturdays and post it as podcast on Tuesdays. If you missed any part of this episode, you can go to computerdoctorshow.com. Click episodes and find episode 119. One more thing about our sponsor, Perfection Auto Works. Just want to say a howdy to Mike Emery again, and I appreciate all the hard work that you do to keep our show up on the air. And if you like the Computer Doctor Show, if you'd like to have us stay on the air, please support our sponsors as well as best as you can. My name is Aaron Moss, your host and technology expert. We have Tom Fairbanks at the control board. I'm sure our friends at the Unscrewed Theater are doing fine. We'll catch you next week. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll talk to you again.
Enjoyed this episode of the Computer Doctor Show. If you missed any part of this live broadcast, we post all our episodes online at computerdoctorshow.com. Remember, the world is getting more and more tech, and so should you. To stay current with technology, listen to The Computer Doctor Show each week for local and global tech insights. If you have suggestions for a topic on a future show, send us an email at info@computerdoctorshow.com.